This is Conclave Conversations, a podcast for college students and young adults. Today's episode is sponsored by Metropolitan Church in Birmingham, Alabama. For more information, please visit metropolitanchurch.net/conclave.
All right, we're joined today by the none, the other, the lady, the legend herself, Megan Ryan.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good.
And of course, Casey's with us.
Hello,
Casey.
Hello, I'm here.
All right, so here's a question. Megan? Megan.
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 Okay.
M-E-G-A-N.
Right, thank you for that.
There's no Megan.
No.
We have a Megan, but you are not. You are Megan.
Yes.
Thank you for pointing that out. I probably would have messed that up later.
And, or Meg.
That also works.
Meg works. Amongst other names that we won't go down because I've been sworn to secrecy, right? Yeah. So so today we're going to talk coffee and Christ. I know that's it's just two C's. I don't really like that, but that's what we're going to talk about today is coffee. Megan is a aficionado of all things coffee. Doesn't that sound professional?
It does.
Yeah. Favorite coffee? Give me a couple favorite coffees.
Places?
Sure.
Okay. O. Henry's is my all-time favorite. That's what I'm drinking right now.
Okay.
Starbucks.
Okay.
Just because it's convenient. Mm-hmm.
Right. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. Santos Coffee and Trace Crossings.
I've never heard of this.
Really good.
Okay.
Really good. Cool atmosphere.
Yeah.
Santos.
Have you been to the Baba Java?
I have.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
You know, they're Bean Coffee. One brand. And then another blend I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Cool vibe in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Favorite kinds of coffee? Like when you go, what's your drink of choice?
If I'm going to drink a drip coffee, I usually like dark roast.
Okay.
I love cold brew. Mm-hmm. Nitro cold brew.
Nitro.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Iced coffee. It's always good.
Yeah.
Macchiatos. Great.
Yes.
I'm also a tea fan. So
did you like the Teavana?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Galleria, there was Teavana, and then Starbucks bought Teavana.
There was
a
bubble tea at one point,
bubble
something like
tea.
That.
I love bubble tea.
I'm not big on tea.
Does it have carbonation in it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the bubbles? It's just
I don't know.
Tapioca pearls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I have a friend that she lived in California for many years. Now she actually lives in Texas. But she goes, no kidding, she goes to Starbucks every day of her life. Every day.
Mm-mm.
Every day.
Money.
Yeah, I mean, every day. Mm. She goes to Starbucks so often that they sent her a gift in the mail for Christmas. I mean, not like a generic thing. I mean, a personalized gift. Her name is Jenny, but they know her in the store as Virginia in Texas. She'd say hello. They'd say, hey, Miss Virginia. They'd make her order for her. She'd get the same thing every day. She has kids that are, one is, I think, about to graduate. The other, she has one high schooler and one has already graduated. She was looking for something to do to get out of the house. When COVID happened, she got a job as a barista at that Starbucks.
Nice.
And now she's even older than me, which is ancient. So she's like probably 44, 45. And they were freaking out because all the kids at the, that's what she calls them, the kids that work there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all the kids are going crazy because Miss Virginia is going to work at Starbucks. Yeah. So I said, this was not a financial decision. It was just something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it. She's like,
mm-hmm.
I told them I need to work mom hours. So I can only work some days, Monday through Fridays. I can't work holidays. I won't work nights and I won't
right.
work weekends. And they're like, great.
Well, I think all of the Starbucks inside is still closed. So.
Oh.
No one can go inside yet.
I didn't know
she
that.
She can't go in. She has to work.
So, yeah, but she's a drive-thru person. But you're telling me you can't go inside a Starbucks right now?
No, it's unfortunate because there's a new one around where I live that is really nice, and then all of a sudden COVID happened.
You can go in and get a mobile pickup order, but you can't go in
and just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, like, some stores like that, like Starbucks... like Chick-fil-A, who are now allowing people to come in, are still killing it. I mean,
they're more than killing it.
If we ran life like Chick-fil-A does. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty great. And Starbucks is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is good, too. Tell me, let's talk about your favorite. I think coffee is also related to, it's better depending on the time of the day. Like, I drink it at this time that we're recording at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because of the dip. And do you children experience the dip, or is that just us older people that experience the dip?
I think it gets a little worse.
Were you going to say at my age? No, you were going to say that, right?
Once people get not as young,
it gets
a little more noticeable. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. No, but it still happens. I'll more than likely get that exact thing you're drinking right there.
I can't take a nap. Coffee.
You do that. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so I drink it in the afternoon for the dip, okay? But there are other times I think coffee tastes better. I mean, I like coffee in general, but sometimes coffee tastes better than others depending on when you drink it. Mm-hmm. For instance, your favorite time of day to drink coffee is?
Morning. Just because I look forward to it.
Okay, yes.
Every morning I drink hot coffee.
Yes.
If I drink iced coffee, it's in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's more of a snack kind of feeling.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, you want to drink it hot. Mm-hmm. And do you think coffee tastes better on vacation?
Interesting.
I think it does. I think it does because you're not having to, you're drinking it for the caffeine boost and you're enjoying it, but then you're like, man, stress, nothing to worry about, nothing to do.
It's like,
I'm at the beach or I'm wherever.
Because
and I'm
it's not as much as a picnic because you're not like working.
True.
No, it's just like, man, this is great.
Just enjoying it. I went to the beach and I think I drank more coffee there than usual, for sure.
But it's just because you can and it's just more for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I also think coffee, if you can't be on vacation, I think coffee is also really good like in the evening-ish or maybe more like, Are y'all coffee people like, I can't drink caffeine after a certain amount of time?
I can drink coffee and go right to
sleep. Yes, me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm new to coffee because I'm also getting off the energy.
Your tea monster drinks.
I am, but I'm getting off.
Oh, you are getting off again?
But caffeine-wise, I'm the same way. I could drink one anytime.
I showed Casey this picture one time online.
Oh, gosh.
Of what we think. What it showed online was a person's kidneys on energy drinks. And they had all these.
And Mountain Dew is a bad one.
Yeah, what was it? I don't even know if it was really polyps. That's the only word I can think of. But they were just everywhere.
It was
kidney stones or something, all in the kidneys. And he dropped it for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, I was like, man, that's horrible.
Never again.
A few weeks later, I was like, no.
I kind of need a monster again.
Yeah.
There has to be some that's better for you, right?
Well, there's a lot that are like no calories.
But it's not the calories that jack you up. I mean, they make you fat.
Stuff they put in it.
Yeah.
It's like a soda on steroids.
Chemicals. And,
yeah. So I'm trying to, ever since I got this new job, I'm trying to drink more coffee.
Mm-hmm. I like it on vacation. Obviously in the morning, I mean, you know, given. Mm-hmm. But I think if it doesn't bother you about going to sleep, I like the 8 o'clock.
Especially if you have a dessert.
Boom. Right.
Black coffee with a dessert.
Okay. All right. Now that's that answers one of my questions. Are you you're a black coffee person?
If I'm eating something sweet.
Because it kind of balances it out. But if you're having hot coffee in the morning, you're going to put cream and sugar in it?
I just put a little bit of milk in it.
Just a little bit of milk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Coffee is one of the few things I like it the way the healthier version. You know, like I'm okay with cream and sugar or whatever, but I just prefer it black, I guess.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But yeah, I think, black coffee with dessert, winner.
Yes.
Winner right there.
Like I saw, watch this movie from like the 30s. The big thing used to be like black coffee and you dunk your donut in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've never done that. I didn't know that was a thing.
With a donut, it's great. I've never dunked it.
I don't know.
It's like kind of like Oreos and milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever dunked something in my coffee because I don't know if I want like donut crumblings in my coffee. But together, that's a winning combination.
I don't know.
Okay, here's the next question. Do you think coffee is better with someone? Like, in the mornings, like, I like drinking it, like, if I'm on vacation or if I have family or whatever. I think it's nice to just sit there and drink coffee and chit-chat. At nighttime, that's kind of nice. That's when you go to the coffee shop and you're hanging out. Maybe you're on the deck somewhere. You're looking out the woods. Mm-hmm. Do you find coffee as you enjoy it when you're with someone else?
In the mornings, I like to drink it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
If there's people there, that's fine.
Yeah, but a little me time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the back porch, drinking coffee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, afternoon, you know, meeting up with a friend, going for coffee.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a different kind of coffee when you go out like that?
I usually drink iced coffee drinks when I'm at a coffee shop. So
okay.
If I'm at home, I'm pretty much just drinking regular brewed coffee.
I think
yeah.
It's just interesting about all the social things that go on with, you know, you'll hear people say, yeah, we met up for coffee, or let's, sometimes I'm conclave on Sunday nights, people will linger and they'll go to Starbucks afterwards.
Yes.
You know, and it's interesting how we associate coffee with friendship and socializing, and it's kind of, I mean, I know people that'll go to Starbucks and they don't even get anything, but they just want to go and just kind of be in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Of it. And so I always, and I guess I can see that because, you know, when if I'm with an extended family, or like I said, if I'm on vacation, I'm kind of like you, I kind of am prone to drink more coffee, even though I probably don't need it nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why I like local coffee shops better.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm actually going to sit there and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is good if you're just driving and you want coffee.
Right.
But I love the atmosphere of a coffee shop.
Yeah, it has a unique atmosphere, the local places,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? Well, I found a very neat article. And there's some cheese factor to it, but I think we can pull some things out. Okay, the name of this article is 5 Things God and Coffee Have in Common.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to just start thinking in your mind, if you were going to write that article and you could come up with 1 or 2 things, think about what you would say God and coffee have in common, because I'm going to read you their 5, and we can discuss. And then I want to see if either of you have any, what you would put in your 5 things. But you can just come up with 1 or 2, okay? So don't come up with 5, just come up with 1 or 2 things that you think God and coffee have in common. So if I just said, if your article was 1 thing God and coffee have in common, what would it be? Or 2 things, okay? I'm going to tell you what their 5 are.
Okay.
You won't steal them because they're a little cheesy. Okay.
I might steal it because the one I'm thinking of is cheesy.
Okay. All right. Well, you can be honest. Okay. All right. 1, God and coffee are always there in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
Agreed. All right. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Okay. So we get that. This person said, God is there regardless of whether I go to the grocery store and get coffee, but I rarely forget. That's what they said. Every morning I am comforted by the presence of God and his willingness to meet with me and teach me about himself. And nothing makes devotions even more satisfying than to have coffee there too. I will agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think devotion, again, I think that's something else that coffee works well with, is devotions. God and coffee are faithful to their promises. Coffee promises you a jolt of caffeine, unless, of course, you buy decaf. But why would you do that?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. As Casey said, I know I am not as young, but I'm not one of those people that's like, ooh, I can't have caffeine after 5:13 in the evening because after that I'll be up all night. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can drink decaf, and I guess if it was really late and I wanted it, maybe I would do myself a favor and do decaf, but that's not. Okay, God and coffee wake you up.
That's true.
Have I hit any of the ones that you're thinking of?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, God, coffee wake you up. Coffee and a morning workout always wake me up from stumbling around the house. A lot of times I need to be woken up from the stupor of the night's sleep. I need my eyes open to the day and what is ahead. Coffee does that. God wakes us up out of our sinful stupor and gives us new eyes to look at the world. He helps us see where we are going or blind, weak or failing, and gives us the strength to face those challenges and the grace to change. I thought that was kind of neat that, you know, coffee does. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm not really a morning person. I'm a lot better than what I used to be. But when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, all I can think about is wanting to go back to bed. Like, I think, okay, let me just get through this day and I can go back to bed or whatever. And then you take your shower and you drink coffee and you're like, okay, let's do this. I'm ready. And I thought that was interesting I think it's a she says that, you know, that's kind of what coffee does. That's what God does for us. You know, he wakes us out of our sinful stupor and gives us new eyes to look at the world. So instead of saying everything's terrible and then this world is awful, there's so many things that are going bad, which there's some truth in that. But then when we look at it through God's eyes and we see opportunities there and how he loves people. And so I think that's kind of interesting. perspective. Maybe coffee is one of his means of helping us grow in grace. I've wondered about that sometimes. In fact, it is worthwhile to know that coffee gets its flavor by being roasted under heat. Just as we grow in grace under the pressure of trials, coffee is more flavorful with roasting. We are more gracious with tribulation. I don't think this is a coincidence. Another cool thought. You know, some of the best lessons we learn in life is when we go through it.
Mm-hmm.
We learn things when things are good, but we learn things when we're pressed and things are tough sometimes, right? We come out of the other side and you're like, man, that was awful to experience, but man, I think I'm a better person because of
it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Better outcome, better taste
mm-hmm.
in the end.
Yeah. Okay, so that was three. God and coffee always love you. Wow. I told you a little cheesy. Coffee is like having a dog. It never complains. It always smiles. It makes you smile, and it always loves you. Plus, it smells better than a dog. Hence why I have coffee and not a dog. Coffee is not only patient, but it can help you be patient. It not only is friendly, but it also can be a part of friendship. Coffee is a lovely thing. God also loves us unconditionally. He has a warm heart for his children and smiles upon us when we obey and love him back. He is patient with us and empowers us to do good. I believe he gave us coffee as just a little inkling of his love on earth. I remember when me and Lisa first got married, she did not drink coffee at all. I think she drank like the foofy kind of drinks at Starbucks,
yeah.
But not like coffee.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I never even had, we had a coffee maker, but we hardly ever used it because, of course, that was before K Cups. And I was like, I want to make a whole pot of coffee or whatever just for me. So I would just drink it wherever else I was going. And several years ago, I don't even know why, I think a friend talked her into trying it again. And, you know, if you had like a normal 8 or 10 ounce cup, it might have been starting out, it was probably 2 ounces of coffee and 6 or 8 ounces. And I think at that time she started off doing creamer, like flavored creamer and milk. And sweetener,
yeah,
right. That's a lot. Yeah, and I couldn't take it. And then she backed off and quit doing the sugar. And then now she's backed off. I don't think she really does milk much anymore. Now she just does a little bit of the flavored creamer. I can't get her to do the black coffee. But I think that's. I was thinking about that. That's how we are sometimes in our walk with the Lord. You know, sometimes it's a process. You know, it's a process for us to kind of get to where we want to be. Sometimes, you know. I'm not going to wake up one day and have the Bible memorized backwards and forwards. I'm not. You know, I have to take it one chapter at a time, one book at a time. And we think that, other people are just so more far superior than us because they can do these things. And it's not. You know, I think that, I heard this guy say, he was talking about like different denominations. And he said, you know, if your heart belongs to Jesus, you know, then you belong. And it doesn't really, there's things we can argue about and all that, but I think it's all about the process, about where we are. You know, we may start off with one verse a day, and if that's all you can do, then you've got one verse a day. That's better than no verse, kind of like exercising.
Yeah.
You know, a walk around your neighborhood is better than sitting on the couch eating Doritos, which is much more fun, right? But it's better than not anything at all, and then before long, you're doing 15 minutes, 30 minutes, so on and so forth. I shouldn't talk much about it because I'm not very good about exercise. So God made coffee, so coffee must be, God made, the fifth one, God made coffee, so coffee must be divine. So how about that? They say that man has a small piece of the divine in him. Since he is created in God's image, I wonder if perhaps coffee does too. All of the earth has God's fingerprint on it, but I think there's more distinct print on the coffee bean. It tastes heavenly, of course, unless you're drinking Folgers. The Folgers container is red, which is the color of hell.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's the kind you get, like, you know, if the budget can't call for anything else, or if you need something to last until like 5 years from now, you get the Folgers.
That's the kind my parents drink.
Okay,
yeah, it's
Folgers
straight
Colombian.
Up. Is it good?
It's good.
Is
yes.
it? I think Colombian coffee in general is really good.
Yes.
I agree. I like Colombian coffee. Yeah. All right, so Casey. Tell me something that God and coffee
okay.
have in common. See your creative juices.
A little more debatable, I guess, in both
okay.
ways. But coffee and God can sometimes be better in groups with people. you know, the Lord says, in the Bible, it says that we should worship together as a church, as one. And also, you know, it's always better if you go to a coffee shop with a couple friends and get coffee instead of just by yourself. Well, there's nothing wrong with that as well. And again, there's nothing wrong with worshiping by yourself. But when it comes to going with a group of people, worshiping with a group of people, it can be better.
Yeah, I think it is a different experience. That's why we're told to gather. We're always going to gather. So I think that's good. Meg?
Okay, mine is much cheesier.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
That's fine. Just
so
as good.
Good coffee is strong. Mm-hmm. Okay. God is strong.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man.
I know.
Well.
What is bad coffee?
Weak.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's right. That's very good. Would you rather drink coffee? And I think I know the answer. That is really, really strong. I mean, like, it can almost walk to your cup. Or do you want it where it's really weak coffee?
I would rather have it strong.
Same.
Yes.
Casey?
Really? I'm still not as strong. Like I said, I'm new to coffee. I'm not big on the bitter taste.
I don't want
to
see through my coffee.
No.
Right?
I put the little bit of sweetener and stuff in mine.
What else?
Too, still.
Stuff.
Not a lot.
You're a baby coffee. I've noticed in the office you've been drinking more coffee.
That's right. I used to do the Frappuccinos, cappuccino, and I still do at night, you know, when that cold coffee area. But in the mornings, I'll get one of those small sweeteners and then one thing of sugar and then that K-cup.
Yeah.
And that helps me get off the Monster energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you just need to come on to team drink nothing. Just drink it black.
I tried. I actually,
can't
a couple times. Yeah, there's a couple times where I tried and it wasn't horrible. At least that specific caramel macchiato K-cup.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to have just a little something.
Yeah.
Personally.
I can drink,
I'm getting there.
I can drink coffee black that's really good coffee. It depends on the coffee.
Yeah.
Folgers? Folgers Colombian?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Henry's, they have good.
They do.
And they have some really good beans.
Yes.
Yeah, they have like it's not exactly French vanilla, but it's in that ballpark. Mm-hmm.
They have good coffee.
Yeah.
You get yours at Whole Foods, don't you?
Is it Fresh Market?
Fresh Market.
Fresh Market. Yes. We like the Fresh Market. But Lisa has moved us. We have now transitioned to O'Henry's. We are now about our third pound now, going straight to O'Henry's. Because after like 10 pounds, you get a pound free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and now
we
can go to the one on Trace Crossings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this one coffee shop I went to. It was a while ago downtown. It was like a small, like the coffee they give you is black and it's in little cups like that.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of it. But there's another one called Red Cat Coffee in downtown. That one's good. That one's got some of the Starbucks-like coffees in there. But it's not bad. Cool environment.
My favorite coffee shop downtown just closed.
What's the name of it?
After over 10 years. Urban Standard.
Never heard
of it. That was it. That was the one.
I've never heard of it.
Went there once.
Did it fall because of COVID, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah, it was more locally owned, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a dream. Pastor Andrew wants Metro, our church here, to have our own coffee. Like, go through a local coffee shop, and it'd be a Metro labeled coffee. And that's all, you know, back in the pre-COVID days where we would have coffee
and
before service.
And that's our only option.
And that's
before,
the coffee that we served. That's the coffee we served. It would be the Metro brand coffee. And then we could sell it, and it would all go to missions or something like that.
That's
cool.
And
so you could, you know, buy you a pound or whatever. And I thought that was kind of a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Maybe one day. I can see it as a possibility.
Okay,
anything's possible.
Here's my final question.
Yes.
Do you think it's easier to have tough conversations with coffee?
Yes, I do. I've had a few tough conversations over coffee, and I think it was easier because...
Why is that, though? Like, I agree, but why? Why is it that we can meet someone for coffee, and it could also be, hey, it's like a first date, like we're kind of trying each other out. It's very non-threatening because there's other people around. But then it also can be like the breakup meetup, right? Or is that, don't you think?
Yes.
But why? I didn't mean to read your mail.
No,
and
it's
I didn't,
okay.
And I'm not, yeah. But why is it? Why is it that coffee can be a? Why is it? Why does that help us have sometimes difficult conversations?
I don't know, it might just be the atmosphere of it. Like, I can smell your coffee right now, and it calms me.
Is that what do you think it is? Have you ever had difficult conversations at a coffee place or something similar to that?
Yes. Well, for one, this is just a practical thing, but
okay.
It gives you something to do with your hands.
Oh, I like that very
that
much.
Is fumbling,
yes.
Yes.
You know, anxious, whatever.
Yes.
You know, if you need to
yes.
think for a minute, oh, got to take a sip of my coffee.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The
or if you just want to avoid the question as a whole, you take a sip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
The awkward in me really appreciates that thought about
yeah.
somewhere to put
yeah.
your hands and
yeah.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that I have tendencies to be awkward in social environments. Do you think that we all think that we're the only people that are awkward? I mean, I know that's totally off topic, but do you think everybody has those things that they feel awkward about in social settings? Even people
oh,
that
yeah.
are uber socialites?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We think we're the only one that feels that way, but we're not.
But we're not, right? We all are all thinking, what can I do with my hands during the difficult conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Or how do I word this properly type?
Okay, here's another awkward. This is a bunny trail, but it's totally
that's
fine.
Fine.
Okay, the COVID masks.
Mm-hmm.
The masks.
The awkward in me really likes it during weird conversations.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you can kind of hide. You don't have to do like the fake smile or whatever because, I mean, you can still see the eye contact, but the awkward in me really likes the
mask. That's
the
best part. You,
yep.
That's the secret. You don't have to smile. You just have to squint your eyes.
Mm-hmm. On my way here, I stopped at O'Henry's for coffee, and
mm-hmm.
the girl didn't give me the right change back, and I
yeah.
had to confront her. It was much easier with a mask on.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Felt
mm-hmm.
a little bit hidden.
So did they make it right?
She did. She said, I'll just make your coffee. My manager will be back in a minute, and we'll, you know. She just didn't believe that
uh-huh.
she gave me the wrong change.
Yeah.
Could you tell that
and
she had a disgusted face or not with the mask on?
Not really. She just looked like she thought she was right. And I was like,
yeah.
that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. And she was like, I'll just make your coffee. She came back and she was like, you know, what you're saying makes sense. I did give you the wrong change.
Oh, well, that's great.
So I hate confronting, but with a mask on, it was
yeah.
a little bit easier.
So that's not for you. Confronting is not your thing.
No.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should wear a mask even after you don't have to anymore. So then you can, or just keep it with you. And then if you had to confront someone, then you can put the COVID mask on. And
even after all this, I'll have
mm-hmm.
the mask for
just for
those,
confrontation
yeah,
purposes,
awkward,
yeah.
or for awkward conversations.
Exactly. Yeah. Just
yeah.
put a mask on, and they'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Even in public, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're making awkward eye contact in the grocery store, just
yeah. I really like it. I'm not a fan of the mask, but I have noticed sometimes. It's nice having it on because it's kind of like not to know what to do with your hands. It's kind of the same thing with your mouth. Like, do I have to do the fake smile? What kind of face am I making with this person? The mask covers it all.
I talk about a combination. I found this out the other day. Mask plus sunglasses. Don't have to worry about anything.
Oh, I haven't tried the mask. I have thought about the mask glasses combo, but man, that's a lot.
You don't even have to do the fake squinty eyes. Nope.
No,
you're smiling.
You just have to go on.
Yeah, I mean, you could be rolling your eyes the whole time, and they
yeah,
would never know.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder, like, what if those people have? Do you ever wonder, like, what if the other people have on sunglasses, and they can kind of have that polarized thing where they can almost
you wonder
see
where
your
they're
eye,
looking?
Can they see your eyeballs and see that you're rolling your eyes with your sunglasses?
Have
on?
You ever looked at someone with sunglasses on, like in their glasses, and thinking, I wonder if they're making eye contact with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
so weird.
Yeah. You just don't want to go down that road, is what I've decided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was very interesting. Megan, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
Hey, come back sometime.
I will.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have a standing invitation to come hang out with us.
Well, thank you. I'd love to.
So this is it for Conclave Conversations. We'll see you guys next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.